I hope you're listening to this on a bright and sunny day, as it can be this time of year, occasionally. But today, as I write these words, it's a cold, rainy, drab at best kind of day. You know, drab is one of those words that sounds like what it is. This sort of weather, and we've had a stretch of it, is merely unfortunate for some, those who dart from house to car, that sort of thing, but absolutely challenging for those of us who like to step into the natural world on a regular and prolonged basis. Those of us, for instance, who flock to Herring Cove to catch a glimpse of the amazing right whales just offshore, or the piping plovers newly arrived on the beach. Those of us itching to get out into our gardens and get to work. Those of us who have dogs. But what we have to endure to get those glimpses. Who can imagine mucking in the soil in weather like this? Even our dogs just want to get that walk over with. Whoever said that there's no bad weather, just inadequate clothing? I would like to take that person out for a walk when a strong north wind directs the cold rain horizontally in our faces. This is a chill that can invade the soul, wherever that is. This is a miasma that aches the bones. This weather is absolutely inhospitable. And let's just say it, downright nasty. Has anything worthwhile ever happened in a cold drizzle? Fall weather on the Cape is legendary. Spring, not so much. Winter's hold on us is definitely on the wane, but summer seems a world away. Winter still has a claw in spring's haunch, as the saying goes. Every now and then we'll have a good day, and we pounce on it like a dog on a bone. The weather seems as if it's trying to change, but does it really mean it? No, before the day is out, we're back to bleak. There are a few bright spots. The dune grass is greening up, and the willows are faintly yellowing. Pussy willow buds are just such a pleasure. Daylilies are pushing up their leaves, and the crocuses and daffodils add welcome color. What really impresses me at this time of year, at any time of year actually, are the lichens. These otherworldly beings growing on tree bark and branches, spreading on the ground or on rocks or gravestones, seem to thrive in any weather. They are the ultimate survivors. Lacking roots, they absolutely welcome this drizzle and fog as their sustenance. They also, along with the gray skies, the white-capped waves, the drenched landscape, add to what Claire Layton calls the gaunt grandeur of Cape Cod. So maybe this weather builds character, and maybe it does not. But those of us who stick it out through these off-season months definitely congratulate ourselves for doing so. And hey, what's that I hear outside? The chorus of our spring peepers cheering us on.